It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Leonardo DiCaprio has been dating Argentinian woman, American actress Camila Monroe since late 2017. According to W Magazine, they've apparently known each other for almost a decade now, but this is the first time they've been romantically linked. This means that DiCaprio was 33 years old and Monroe was 11 when they met. That is crazy.
It's a little creepy, but yeah. I mean, she was almost 12.
Yeah, and Camila's mother is now 42, and Leo is 43. So he's literally a year older than her mother. Leo is no stranger to this kind of age gap, though, because he dated Tony Garmin when he was almost 40 and she was 20. And for both girls, he threw them their 21st birthday parties.
That's so weird.
I think that is literally so bizarre. Ariana Grande was named Billboard's 2018 Woman of the Year. The singer, songwriter, actress, and activist will be presented the award December 6th at the 13th Annual Women in Music Dinner and Awards Gala in New York. Ariana joins previously honored as Woman of the Year, including Selena Gomez, Madonna, Lady Gaga, and Taylor Swift. And honestly, after the year that she has had, there's like no one that deserves it more.
It's amazing how she's been getting through all this. It's got to be tough.
Right. And while talking with Busy Tonight, John Stamos talked about his fertility problems while getting pregnant with his wife and shared a funny story. He said, while in a room trying to give a sample, you kind of catching my drift.
I think I know what you mean when you're saying sample. Yeah.
Trying to get a sample at a fertility clinic to help his wife, Caitlin, get pregnant, he turned on the TV and Fuller House was on.
And I went into this little room where they go in there and they said, if you need any stimulation or whatever, there's videos and there's this TV here and just turn the. So I said, well, all right. I turn the TV on, it's on Fuller House. If I'm going to myself, it's going to be my old self, not the new
one. Oh, my gosh. That's quite the sight to see.
I thought that was absolutely hilarious. And Kenan Thompson from SNL was on The View yesterday and did a Whoopi Goldberg impression. He talked about his impressions of the host, and then Thompson put on her glasses and did the impression for the host and the entire audience.
I don't think I have that audio right there. What would it be, Kenan Thompson? I don't think I have it for you right now.
All right. Well, it was pretty funny, but I mean, he's
done. Can you impersonate it for me?
I'm Whoopi Goldberg. I have my glasses on. That guy in the White House is no good. That's pretty much what the impression sounded like. But
that is pretty good. I'm impressed.
And then coming up in the next garbage, I tell you about Ray J and Kim Kardashian drama.
All right. Thank you, Liv.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Okay. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, we're trying to help you out. Can apologizing to your ex actually be good for you? I know you're like, hell no. But think about that. Can apologizing to your ex actually be good for you? That's going to be something we'll talk about next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.